The most anticipated game of the local high school football season will take place on Friday night when the last two unbeaten teams in the HDNL face off with the Little Four Conference lead on the line. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that big game in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at some of the other big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest local high school and college football, some high school soccer and volleyball, and how one South Fork team is enjoying a breakout season of sorts. But first up, the biggest game of the local high school football season will take place on Friday night when the Arcata Tigers host the Ferndale Wildcats in their homecoming game, which will be held at McKinleyville High School. Both teams are 6-0 on the season, and both are 2-0 in the Little Four after convincing wins for each school over the past 2 weeks of conference play. Last weekend, the Tigers travelled to Hoopa and came away with a 41-6 victory, while the Wildcats played at McKinleyville and won comfortably 56-0. The two teams are not just the last two remaining undefeated teams in the HDNL right now, but they are also the top two ranked teams in the league, according to popular sports website maxpreps.com. Friday's game is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. and will be the first of two meetings between the two schools over the final 4 weeks of the regular season, as each looks to secure a conference championship and the guaranteed home North Coast Section playoff game that goes with it. Arcata will travel to Ferndale on Saturday, November the 9th for an afternoon showdown that looks likely to determine this year's conference championship. 8 of the 9 HDNL football teams were in action last weekend. The St. Bernard's Crusaders opened a 2-game road trip in Tennessee with a 23-10 win over Grace Baptist Academy, and they improved to 5-1 on the season. The Eureka Loggers also were in action and came away from Biggs High School with a very impressive 43-0 win. The victory was the second in 4 games for an improving Loggers team, which had previously lost 15 straight games dating back to 2022. With the win, the Loggers improved to 2-4 on the season. Also last weekend, the Fortuna Huskies lost for the fourth straight weekend, falling 32-28 to Silverado High in Victorville and dropping to 2-5 on the season. The South Fork Cubs also lost a close one last week, playing for the first time in 3 weekends and falling 44-42 to Roseland Prep. The Cubs remain winless on the season at 0-4. 8 of the 9 HDNL varsity teams will be in action again this weekend. In addition to the big showdown between Ferndale and Arcata, Eureka will try to keep rolling when the Loggers travel to Crescent City to play a non-conference game against the Del Norte Warriors, who had a bye last week and are 4-2 in the season after winning 3 straight games. In the Little Four, Hoopa will play at McKinleyville on Saturday night as both schools look to secure their first conference win. Hoopa is now 0-2 in the Little Four and 2-4 on the season, while McKinleyville has lost 17 straight games and is also 0-2 in the Little Four and 0-6 on the season. The South Fork Cubs will try to get their first win on Saturday afternoon when they host Branson in Miranda, with kickoff set for 1 p.m. In Mendocino County, meanwhile, Willits won for the 5th straight weekend with a comfortable 48-6 victory over Cloverdale, and the Wolverines are now 6-1. Willits will be back in action on Friday night at Kelseyville and will be tested against the 5-1 Knights. Fort Bragg had a bye last week, but the 3-3 Timberwolves will be back in action on Friday night when they travel to play at Upper Lake. The Ukiah Wildcats also played last weekend, beating Montgomery 34-7. The 4-2 Wildcats will try to make it 3 straight wins when they play at Santa Rosa on Friday night. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods improved to 5-1 on the season and 2-0 in the American Pacific 7 Conference with a comfortable 44-31 win at Las Medanas last weekend. Freshman running back Isaiah Hemmings continued to impress for the Corsairs and scored 3 touchdowns for the 2nd straight week as CR won for the 3rd straight weekend. The Salt Lake City native rushed for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns on 27 carries, and he also had 3 receptions for 28 yards and another touchdown. The Corsairs will have a bye this weekend before playing at Yuba College next week. In local high school soccer, the South Fork girls team is enjoying a breakout season and currently sits second in the Little Four standings, just over halfway through the conference schedule. The Cubs fell 2-0 at St. Bernard's on Wednesday, just a few days after pushing powerhouse Arcata all the way in a one-goal loss in non-conference action on Saturday. South Fork is 2-2-1 with 5 points in the Little Four and trails only conference leaders Del Norte, which defeated Ferndale 2-0 on Wednesday and is now 4-0-1 with 9 points. After their midweek win, St. Bernard's is now 1-2-2 and sits third in the standings with 4 points, while Ferndale remains winless and is 0-3-2. In HDNL boys soccer, the race for this year's championship looks likely to go down to the final day of action. The Arcata Tigers sit atop the league standings with 8 wins in 9 games, including a 4-2 win over South Fork on Tuesday. Fortuna also won on Tuesday, defeating St. Bernard's 8-0, and the Huskies are second in the standings with a record of 7-2, followed by Del Norte and McKinleyville, who tied each other 1-1 on Tuesday and are now tied for third in the standings, although Del Norte has a game in hand. With 3 games remaining each, Arcata and Fortuna will play each other on the final day of the regular season on October 29th in Fortuna, in a game that could very well decide this year's championship. And finally this week, the St. Bernard's Crusaders secured at least a share of the Little Five Championship in volleyball with a straight sets win over North Coast Prep on Tuesday. The Crusaders can clinch the pennant outright with a victory over South Fork in their conference finale at St. Bernard's on Tuesday. And that's this week's Camelot News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.